John recognized the voice of Hubert de Mericourt, head of the agency at Les Invalides, responsible for France's intelligence and counterintelligence. John, meet me at Jardin Catherine Labour on the Rue de Babylone. Bring your team. I know you're celebrating your son's baptism, but we don't have a second to lose. I can't tell you any more over the phone. John could feel the eyes of his family and friends on him. Victoire's father shook his head. Your child gets baptized just once in his life, John. Can't it wait? They need us, John said. I suppose it's about Orly, Christophe replied. I don't know. Do they want all three of us? Victoire asked. Yes. Luke handed Alexander to Roberta, a friend who lived at number 7 on the Rue Fermat. Roberta was a kind of guardian angel in the Daguerre village. Whenever a resident needed something, she was there, many times without even being asked. Do you mind? John asked, as Luke, Victoire, and he got up from their chairs. Go, Roberta answered. And don't worry, he'll be fine with me. Take as long as you need. The three kissed everyone goodbye and left La Billière. Less than a minute later, they were in front of their touchscreen wall in the main room of number 9 Rue Fermat. Each of them grabbed their crisis kit. An invitation from Mericourt was always the prelude to a cluster of storms, but it also guaranteed a certified check from Banque de France. What do you know about the Jardin Catherine Labour? John asked. It's a park with a playground and an arbor, Victoire responded. Every mom in the neighborhood goes there. Kids can play all they want while the mothers talk. What's up with this spot? Luke asked. I have no idea. It seems like an odd place to meet. I'll take my motorcycle, you guys take the car. We might need audio and visual. John was making sure that Luke, the most tech-savvy member of the team, one who had no compunctions about cutting corners, had everything he needed. John had never stopped thanking his stars that Hubert de Mericourt had urged him to hire this lanky man with dark curly hair and skin as white as Carrara marble. Luke was at Mericourt's government agency at the time, but he clearly wasn't cut out for work as a bureaucrat. Mericourt knew talent when he saw it, and he didn't want Luke's to go to waste. Luke was quick, shrewd, and loyal. Ideal for Framaton. And he was game for anything. John and Victoire took to him right away. Where's Caress? Luke asked. At that very moment, their Persian cat brushed against Luke's leg. She never does that to me, John complained. How long have you been married to Victoire, and you still don't know how to treat a female? I beg your pardon. Victoire set the man straight. Victoire grinned. Stop bickering, you guys. She skipped down the concrete staircase to Fermaton's garage. Two motorcycles, one car, and a fake taxi made up the fleet of these French privateers, agents the higher-ups in the French government called on when they didn't want dirt in their hands. John trailed Victoire down the stairs and shook his head. Just how filthy would they be getting this time around?